Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
banger.
She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. One for the trouble, for the trouble. Two for the bass. Two for the bass. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. My everything. I wake up in the morning. Gotta get that thing.
Keep the heads ringing.
calls on the request line. Caller, let's take some calls on the request line. Caller, let's take some calls on the request line. Caller, let's take some calls on the request line. Caller, let's take some calls on the request line. Caller.
Yeah. price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. They yo's, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you, halfway you meet you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the King Wilson. Hot new mix.
Going GetUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
For hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
True West Radio, what up? West Coast Wednesday in the motherfucking building. Damn, what? That's the wrong shit. Hold on, what club's that? Hold on, something's fucking up. Okay, whatever. We're in the building, Mr. Everywhere.
What's good?
And Sweet Bee.
What's good, everybody?
What up, man?
What's up, y'all?
All right, let's
sound like Jason about to come get us.
Huh?
They sound like Jason about to get our ass.
I know. What the fuck? I don't know what the hell is going on now. I'm getting irritated. Shit. But in any case, what's going on with y'all? What's good? What is good? Tell me something good.
Sure, it's the same old suit, different bow for me. But I ain't complaining.
Yeah, same old shit, different toilet paper for me. So. Hell yeah. Y'all got, finished all that rain shit down there by y'all and still doing?
Well, a lot of it's passing me up. That's why I said it just depends on which way the weather blow it. And I know I be sounding weird saying all that stuff, but I'm telling you, I've been here my whole life, so I be looking at the radar and everything. I can tell, I'm like, that's not even going to come my way. Like, you can tell by the radar and stuff like that, and you can see if the storm form a pattern. Now, when it form a pattern, that worries me. When I see some rain and it go out to the Gulf and come back, I'm like, all right, now that might be a problem. But other than that, I don't know why we don't get it like everybody else. I know they needed it, but I just hope everybody's safe, though. Nobody got hurt.
That's what's up. Shoot, well,
that shit was crazy. They had me scared. They building all freeways up in the air now, too. Like, way up.
We ain't got no goddamn rain.
And where were you at, Sweet Pea, when it all went down?
Was it? I was still in Houston.
I'm talking about when Zero and Trade of Truth stuff went down this weekend.
Oh, hell, at home?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell, because you know I don't be fooling with no 50 Cent anyway. So I wasn't going to run out there for no 50 Cent, something for 50 Cent.
What happened with them, Mr. Edgeway? He supposed to
got
jumped
on.
Who?
Zero.
Zero. Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
You the rapper, Zero?
Yeah.
Yep.
How old is he?
One
deep. He about 41, 42.
Yeah,
you know, he's about older than that, about
44, 45. Yeah.
He about my age.
Yeah, he's older now. But it said it had something to do with Trey. But Trey wasn't nowhere in none of the videos. But I seen Trey's social media shut down today or yesterday.
Wait a minute. So it was a concert out there and the motherfuckers fucked around and they jumped on these niggas.
Yeah, well, see,
yeah,
the deal is, one, he's supposed to be both of his cousins, Trey and Trey's brother. He's supposed to be the ones who jumped him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I thought Trey's brother was dead, so I don't even know.
I thought Jay, what do they call him, Jaden or whatever, was Trey's brother.
Jayton?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one punching him. That's the one standing on top of him punching him.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, that's why.
That's why he said his family business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, they had some shit out here, like last weekend, and me and JoJo was going to go to. But when that motherfucker said tickets were $75 up to $500, I ain't going. So I'm trying to figure out who the hell was throwing the event so I could go on and get my flowers, you know what I'm saying? So I know if I roll up in that bitch, I'm getting in free, and I'm going backstage. Now, hold up, this fight happened backstage, but I was
on the block.
Huh?
Outside the event.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he was walking with his girlfriend. He said that Trey called him over there to talk to him. You know, he thought they were going to squash whatever little issue they had from 10 years ago. He said he looked up and somebody was sucker punching him. So,
oh, boy.
Cold-ass nigga. That means I ain't going to never get another ABN album, goddammit.
Well, they ain't getting that. You can cancel that out. But the whole case in point, these are first cousins.
That either one of them did.
They first cousins.
Julie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm in contact.
Y'all be getting us confused.
I ain't heard nothing.
I asked everywhere what happened to him.
Well, shit,
and
I don't know.
I'm so excited because that what I was telling you I was working on the other day, I got it completed.
Well, all right. Hold on, I forgot where my clap button at. This is stupid as fuck. I'm irritated. I'm about to send this shit back.
I thought Zero was a lot older than that.
God.
The thing is, Zero really be by his goddamn self. That's what makes it some bitch made shit. Because they know he be by himself. He always by himself. And matter of fact, that's his whole goddamn brand, is being by himself.
Well,
so,
you know what?
They knew he was going to be alone, you feel me, when they did that shit. Now, if you got a problem, then let's go. One-on-one, set up some dates when all of y'all going to do what y'all got to do. But all of y'all run up on one nigga, y'all look sweet. At this day and time,
well,
doing
that's
that
shit. Streets. I mean, with the streets, there ain't no rules to the streets. So, but if somebody do that to me, they gonna die. I don't care who it is, they gonna die. So it ain't gonna matter. In the end of the day,
no,
there ain't nothing the police can do.
What I'm talking about is all these niggas trying to get their network up. network. And Trey just got his network back up because he was only worth $400,000 a couple years ago. Now Zero worth about $5 million by himself. And they just started this together. So especially with Jay Tarn and all them, what he worth? A couple of thousand?
Yeah, but well, that's the whole case. But see what happens now is it spills onto the streets of Houston, because now, just like with the Young Dolph situation, once you got people who are your fans, now your beef becomes your fans' beef. So now you're not safe. So you go somewhere and you're thinking, well, I'm just pulling up at a give it out turkey event or bicycle giveaway event and somebody come and smoke him. He done been shot twice, two different occasions.
Well, I say he a bitch because I seen an interview during the pandemic time. They asked him about something about Trey or whatever, and his answer was, I miss the nigga that I was broke with. So even he say that, was you know.
Well, see, you know, I don't know, because a whole lot of people bring beef within themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of outside shit that we don't know about with people who just be, you know, them motherfuckers be like, oh, I can't wait to see this nigga. Because they done started some kind of beef that nobody know about with that person and that person. So they don't give a fuck if you giving out turkeys and bicycles or whatever. You know,
that's what I was just about to say.
The motherfucker who stole my equipment, I still vow, if that nigga still living, if I see that nigga, I'm going to fuck him up. And I done fucked his ass up like 5 times.
Well, this ain't doing nothing for the image that Trey spent all the time and money trying to rebuild back up. Because all that Trey Day and all that giveaways and all that shit and people getting hurt at your event, and now people get hurt at events where you at and your name's in the shit. You're never going to get back on radio. Not like that shit. You better...
Just a logo in the building.
Got the problem.
What it do? What it do?
Okay. They running around this bitch acting like buffoons. Y'all need to be acting like niggas trying to get some money.
Well, you know, the whole thing about it is when motherfuckers, if they can't decipher business between personal, between them trying to be or want to be gangsters, it'll never be right. So I just be like, let the motherfuckers kill themselves up. Let them, I mean, it's fucked up for the community, especially if you're doing something good. But motherfuckers don't have no scruples, you know what I'm saying?
You know, another thing, too, like, you know, just from both of them being from Houston, okay, he never gonna get back what he was trying to get, because every time some shit come up, his name is in it. And right now, it don't matter if Zero got jumped. It's supposed to be you the one responsible for it. He's supposed to be going to talk to you. And all the other shit, when you look up your name, it's all of that other shit. And you not getting played on the radio. Zero get played on the radio.
Well, you know, people don't even think about that type of shit. So, you know, it's just beef and beef and more beef. You jump on my nigga, now we can about to jump on your niggas. Now we can about to do this. It's about to be a back and forth situation through the whole damn thing. So, I mean, as far as us looking, you know, in from the outside, we don't know what the fuck is going on, really. That's just how it goes.
That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes.
You know what? I like to say this. Fuck Circus Circus.
Fuck who?
Circus. What the fuck Circus Circus do to you?
And he goes, I'm going to break it down to you. So, remember I caught COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was at Circus Circus. Today I was having a conversation with my Asian buddy's mom and them that own a donut shop by the house. So I'm talking to her, and she's like, yeah, my son just went to Vegas with his family and friends, and everybody caught COVID. And I was like, well, where they stay at? He was like, Circus, Circus. My other homeboy caught it. And I was like, well, where was you at in Vegas? He was like, Circus, Circus.
Oh,
hey, they gotta make them clowns take a bath.
Well, I don't know. That means that they're not sanitizing them rooms. They're not quarantining them rooms. They just cleaning them and renting them out.
Yeah, that's true. But then at the same time, you could have a clean room, and somebody got a dirty room, and you walk past them or
Okay.
Whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know, but fuck Circus Circus. I ain't been in there since I was a kid. When I was a little kid, and my mom then be like, well, we going to Vegas. I used to be happy because I want to go to Circus Circus. Nigga, I ain't never seen too many pinball machines and all that shit in my life. Boy, I was in that motherfucker having a ball. As long as I had enough quarters, I was good.
But
then
Circus
ain't even
Circus no more.
Huh?
That shit smell like a convalescent home.
Yeah, I know. That shit look way different. I was in there like probably about six, seven years ago. Me and the homegirl was up in there. We didn't go up there with all the little kiddie rides and all that shit was, but we stopped in there and played a couple of little slot machines and shit, but that was about it. You know,
nah, Treasure Island is my spot.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I love the arcade up in Treasure Island. That's in the buffet. I ain't gonna lie, the buffet is great. They have fire ribs.
Though, if it's an arcade, that means they shouldn't have let the kids go back to school like that. That's what made everything worse to me. But I'll tell y'all what, after the Trojan Zero thing, I almost passed the fuck out. Let me tell you why. I seen on the news that they say a student tested positive for monkeypox. Now, I don't know what the fuck. If it was middle school, high school, but it's a goddamn child. Because I'm old enough to where they all babies to me. And I was like, oh, fuck no. What the fuck going on here?
What city is this?
Mine.
Nigga, I'm wearing
Texas
now.
That's the one who died in Texas. One of them died in Texas.
No, this just been found out. Fort Bend ISD is the first student to test positive in my area.
Oh, one of them died, I guess, today or yesterday or something.
Man,
well,
these
motherfuckers, what I'm telling you, it's
I
get always
a couple of gay people. Forgive me for Lord, what I'm saying.
That's where they say it came from. It was more in the gay community than it was like anywhere else. But then, you know, it's just like niggas, smallpox, chickenpox, all that shit. You ain't necessarily got to be fucking nobody to get this shit. You know what
I remember when I got chickenpox, all I know, I woke up one day and had a big ass bump on the back of my leg and popped that motherfucker. Nigga, that shit spread it on my motherfucking body like wildfire.
Oh, nigga, when I got chickenpox, nigga, the day before I was about to graduate out of junior high school, and I was like, fuck that, I'm about to go to my graduation. And I remember one of my teachers, Mr. Knuckles, he was like, man, what's wrong with you? I said, I ate a tomato. I'm allergic to tomatoes. He said, no, you don't. You got chicken pox. He said, stay away from everybody. I was like, all right. I went and got my diploma and went the fuck home.
Man, chicken pox That shit made me hurt when I think about it. And I was like maybe 6 or 7 years old, but I remember walking around with a fucking blanket over my head and shit, and being calamine lotion, don't touch me, and get worse. And I was trying not to go to sleep, y'all, because every time I go to sleep and I wake up, it'll be worse.
Nigga, I had that calamine lotion. I was just pink. Nigga, I had that shit everywhere.
Nigga,
was
that shit
pink
on his body like that shit was the best thing ever.
Hell yeah, it stopped you from itching that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It only helped
the
hell you get, though.
Nigga, walking around looking like the Pink Panther around that motherfucker. I had that shit all over the place. It was even bad for me because it was in my hair. I couldn't even really put that shit like in my hair type of shit, but. And then if you scratch them, you know, after the fact, nigga, you have all them little scabs, them scars from where you were scratching them motherfuckers.
Nigga, hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. What I did was I started taking matches. I light a match. Blow it out and put that motherfucker on there.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, you see.
Oh, wow. I thought I was
doing something.
Hey.
Man, I had the worst shit. I always be fucked up. Especially when you a sick kid anyway. Like, all right, I had it. And my little sister, my mama child, crazy about me. We always be crazy about each other. And every time I'll be like, me, don't come in here. Go back. You can't be in here. Go away. Go away. Go away. Go away. She never listened. Not from the time she was a child all the way up till almost adult. You know what I mean? And I made her sit. But then she gave the shit back to me. And I remember that shit. I ain't never felt nothing like that in my life. And that calamine lotion, it must got iodine in it. Because that shit, that made me sick too.
Well, you might be like part alien. Because everything fucked you up.
Yeah, I had oatmeal.
Hey, you know what though? It is crazy you say that because my ex-son, we had to go give him a test because we couldn't figure out what this nigga was allergic to because he just kept used to break out in hives. After they tested him, this nigga was allergic to damn near everything they tested this nigga for.
Yep.
That's the way my sister-in-law is. She allergic to metal. Anytime. So she can't wear no earring. I don't give a fuck if they gold, platinum, no earring, no rings, no nothing. Anything metal fucks her up. I'm like, yep, you got an anal probe once before. Your ass.
I'm allergic to metal like that too. Ain't gonna be no fake jewelry over here. Or you gonna see that big green line?
That's crazy. Hey, well.
It's yourself trying to give me some fake jewelry. Everybody gonna know it's fake.
Man, hey, them motherfuckers, she can't wear no damn metals, no gold, no platinum, no silver, no nothing. Cause it fucked her up.
See, I'm lucky. I can wear silver and all that, but just like the costume jewelry, and I like costume jewelry to be honest, but I can't wear it. And once that metal plate you wear off, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, damn. Yeah. Nigga, this motherfucker wasn't so fucking crazy.
Is
it 109, it's gonna be 111 tomorrow, it's gonna be 111 the next day, 111 the next day, and 109 the day after that.
Yeah, well, shit, everybody knows September and August. See, if people realize September and August is the hottest days of the year.
Oh, my God.
I'm
glad. It feel pretty good in here. It feel better in here than I do in the house.
Cause damn.
Now I got the swamp cooler and 2 fans cracking. So we're just making all this cold air go everywhere. It ain't really that cold, but shit. is better than being outside. Shit. So tomorrow is really gonna be fucked up. It's gonna be 111. Oh my god. It's a lot, nigga. The dogs was like, nigga, I need to go in the house. They're like, y'all going in the house then.
You know, the worst part about it is I done got used to it. I told Chris, like right now, the other day I told him I never thought I would be so happy for it to be 97 degrees and feel like 102. Because we been getting fucking cooked down here all, 118, feel like 115, 110, 106. Feel like you dying, shit. Feel like you frying, nigga. I was frying.
Nah, it seems like it's about to rain down here. They got rain clouds and shit. But I don't know.
Nigga, I was outside. It was a couple of nights ago, and I was sitting there and I was working. And I looked at the security. I was looking at the security cam for some reason. And it was a big-ass splash. I was like, oh, shit. So I went outside. And it was just this one big-ass cloud just shooting lightning all through that motherfucker. You know, and I don't do lightning. You know what I'm saying? I don't like thunder. I don't like lightning. I don't like none of that shit. But I was like, hold on, that was a big-ass flash I seen on the camera. So I went out there and I stood in the driveway, and it's this big-ass fucking black cloud. And that shit was shooting lightning all the way through it. It didn't rain or nothing. It was just shooting lightning all through that motherfucker. You know, and then I heard about, it was like three or four people, they was across the street from the White House. And it started lightning and struck all them motherfuckers. So what it told me was take your motherfucking ass back in the house. I told my wife, so she out there trying to film this shit. I'm like, nigga, that's lightning. I'm going in the house. I ain't.
It killed like two people, didn't it?
It's like, I think like three or four people. I think one survived, but I think it was four of them total. So I don't know if they were just standing together. You know, they doing a group hug, and then the lightning came and hit all their ass at one time. Because that's rare if it's four motherfuckers that get hit by lightning and four different lightning bolts hit them.
Nah, they was all in one group.
Yeah, they was probably sitting around there.
Yeah, that monkey was in Houston, Sweet Pea. They had the death in Houston, Harris County. That's where the death was at, down in Houston.
Is it the student or is it an adult?
No, it just says a person. It says an adult. It says they got monkeypox or what you call it. So, yeah, they might have been screwing the student. Ain't no telling.
Man,
wow.
It's just pitiful. This is pitiful.
Well, this is fucking pitiful.
We ain't got no fucking water. Like,
the crazy part about it is, if you look at it like just constantly something after something, you got the COVID, you have something else. They trying to kill us off. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Bro, I told y'all, I was like, oh, Lord. I was like, damn it, these are the last days my grandma was talking about shit. Because I was like, what I done seen here? I done seen, Zika. West Nile, all kind of shit getting made up now. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, I mean, it's, what the fuck can you do? I don't give a damn. When I leave this house, I always got a mask on. Motherfuckers will be in the store. They will be, I had that shit all the way up to my eyes with my locs on. Fuck that. You ought to see how much hand sanitizer and shit we got in the studio. See it. But
I accidentally, because it'd be so hot, I accidentally left home without a mask, and I walked into the store, and I freaked out because I was in Walgreens, and I didn't even get what I was supposed to get. I got something and turned around and walked the hell out. I walked home. I washed my goddamn nostrils. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, you know. All this shit is going on. It ain't like, I mean, you can't avoid it. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, hell, it happened to JoJo. Knock on wood, I never got it, at least if I did, I don't know it. But my test's been negative. But the thing about it is, it's just, there's so much shit going on, and you don't even know, hell, this ain't normal. Shit, 10 years ago, we wasn't worried about that shit. Motherfuckers was everywhere doing whatever the fuck they was trying to do.
Now, we both got sick before we got married in the summertime. And then in November, we got married right then, that November, because we had run out of time, and they were talking about they were closing everything, and they didn't know when everything was going to open back up, and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. But what can you do? It's just better to be on this side of the dirt than the other side.
Yeah.
So, look, we can probably get into a couple of... Huh?
I said the government trying to put us under the dirt.
Oh, yeah, well, guess what? We on the right side of the dirt. You know what I'm saying? We don't know when we going to be on the other side. But right now, we on the right side of the dirt. So that's all that matters, you know, and try to stay safe and look out for your loved one. And, you know, coughing motherfuckers, get a two-step back. Get your motherfucking ass away from me, even though it could just be a common cold. You know what I mean?
When you talk, don't walk up on people. That's common courtesy. And you know if you spit. People act like they don't know they be spitting. You know that you spit when you talk.
Well, I know if I, even if I catch a little cold, I ain't going no motherfucking way. I'll be like that. I need three beers and a pack of motherfucking smoke. I stay right here in my studio. I don't even go in the house unless I got to go to the toilet. Drop my motherfucking shit off at the door if you're cooking something. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't know. Ain't nothing we can do about it, like a whole lot of other things we can't do nothing about. But we just talk about it and see what we could do to make sure we stay safe. That's it. Other than that, I know one thing. I don't want no goddamn big-ass monkey box on the motherfucker. That's what I don't want. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn hands, y'all. Y'all out there listening.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, nobody in there. And look, let me clarify this. Monkey box don't mean that you fucked the monkey. Because everybody say that. See, the motherfuckers, oh, there's fucking monkeys. That's why they get monkey pop. Hell no. First of all, ain't no monkey going to let you fuck them. That's first of all. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I believe, well, first of all, I mean, it could probably happen with women, but a man, depending on your extremity, it'd be too big for a monkey. You go, come here, monkey. Hey, how you doing? It ain't gonna happen. So all y'all out there in radio land, monkeypox ain't because motherfucker was fucking monkey. Now it's probably monkey-ass motherfuckers that made it happen, but ain't no monkeys involved, and they just call that shit that.
Oh, that come from monkeys, man.
How you know a monkey didn't fuck in the ass?
That come from monkeys, and them having sex with the monkeys. That monkeypox outbreak,
a guy went to Nigeria before he went to the rave party in England. They went to the gay rave party in England and was having sex with everybody. That's how it spread.
Well, I guess.
What?
You know about it better than I do, because I don't know shit about it. But I don't think a monkey gonna sit up there and let you fuck him, because that is...
That, well, like I said, the monkey fucked him. And then he went and got fucked and passed it on.
Well, whatever.
Where do you think the originality of the AIDS came from? They were fucking monkeys.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, them gay guys going over there traveling to the jungles and sitting up there fucking monkeys in the jungle of Africa. Then going back to what you call it. That's why it wasn't in America. It was overseas and prevalent in Africa. And then it turned around and spread from there. But where it spread from, Africa to Europe. Because the Europeans were going to Africa fucking monkeys.
Oh, well. I don't know. I can't see nobody walking through the jungle and find a motherfucking monkey and say, "Come here, monkey. We about to fuck or fuck me."
You know how many people that over here in the United States be messing with sheep and goats and all that stuff, scratch and dogs.
Look. True story. All bullshit aside, when I was fighting forest fires up in Northern California. And we was out on a fire over in Napa. And there was a white dude. And they was like, "Hey, the sheep over there got a coochie just like a girl. I'll be back." He went and did what he did and came back. Then
he said,
out that he got diarrhea.
Well, I heard a motherfucker fucking sheep and goat and all that shit.
Well, they fucking monkeys too.
I don't know. Hey, whatever.
I don't
know. If I'm that desperate and I got a couple of dollars, I'm gonna go get me a prostitute if I got to. I ain't get ready to be fucking on no goddamn animal house. Especially if I still got hands. You know what I'm saying? I do it myself. Fuck that. Like, just the thrust of the goddamn pelvic don't mean a goddamn thing. If what the motherfucking girl going, Nah, fuck that. Anyway, we can really get into a couple of goddamn jams. DJ Hev Love just joined. But if it ain't a people, if it ain't a female people, it ain't getting fucked by me. So if anybody else want to hump on some shit, that's on them. True West Radio, man. Give us a call, 323-642, you know what I'm saying, 1597. And we just be talking shit, really. You know, somebody out there like, damn, monkey pussy might be good. True West Radio, let's go.
Dedicated to those people that
in the rush, rough, a hard time is in the pen at the crush throat. Probably never even told him come. Too busy bullshitting, caught him with his mouth running. And just a bitch that got me twisted in this game. The feds in the bump, holy point, pistols at my brain. I wonder if I'm wrong, cause I'm thugged out. My homies murder execution style, running in the drug out. What was supposed to be an easy hit? Y'all shit is risking, niggas died over bullshit. It's not my dreams of seeing pictures of a broken man. No witnesses, only the questions of who smoked the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. Why all my homies had to die before they got the quote? And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer. One love to the thugs and that, see you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn, feel me. Why trying to maintain through the pressure? Hustle trying to make life better for you and me.
Nobody loves you when you're stuck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no distortion. Cause Ralph, these games, bro, we need more bulls and squats to soul. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got you flipping with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart storm. My love letters to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I'm never meant to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't wrong. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
If all the babies that died on the abortion table.
Swerving different leaves once a week. Doing like that Lucas song, yeah. easy as me. But today I put the hustle on hold to hit corner, swerve, rip and roll. Used to love homies out by the house, but now that I know these motherfuckers wanna stay, I'm gone. Some people say that the death be tripping. No hanging out no more, I'm so low when I'm swerving and dipping. Yeah, I see motherfuckers be producing all the drink I used to buy. All my weed, they were getting, yeah. So now I only kill my reels, I make the fake niggas shake, think I didn't. Yeah, fuck around with eight broke ass niggas, you be the knife while you bullshit. I'm swerving and dripping today, don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want you to eat this small cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't have to hide, come outside, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. I'm swerving and dipping today. Don't want you to eat this small cheese, nigga, I ain't even tripping today. I'm swerving and dipping today.
I'm sick and tired. All the sadness. sick and tired.
Rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
He needs to, shit. If he don't go to jail, then all they ask is needs to go to jail.
If Trump go to jail, I'm having a party. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Even if it's me by myself. I'm having a Trump party. Nobody ain't got to come. I'm just going to you. I put that motherfucker on YouTube.
I still don't understand why they used to get so mad at us when YG is the one made a whole song.
Yeah, well, they used to get mad at us because that was our topic of the day. Remember we used to have dumbass of the day and every day it was Donald Trump?
Yep. It still is.
It would be like the dumbass. Who's the dumbass of the day? And a motherfucker Donald Trump. When we used to have that segment, remember we used to have that shit on the truth? The dumbass of the day.
And then the show would cut off on us?
Mm-hmm. Motherfucker be like, oh, damn. He was the dumbass of the day. He did the dumbest shit today. Don't get mad at us because he did some dumb shit. We're gonna bring the dumbass of the day because now we can talk about a whole lot of other dumbasses that do dumb shit. So we're gonna bring that segment back.
Now we know his dumbass can't get back in the office. Thank you for doing that dumbass shit.
He's still the dumbass because I seen something yesterday talking about Donald Trump. Is calling for them to reinstate him for election now.
You say he can't qualify because he didn't pick that shit in them top secret documents, right?
Yeah, the motherfucker.
That's what it is.
The motherfucker. All of, they had the documents on the floor of this picture. It said top secret. CSI, top secret. It was just a gang of the motherfuckers. And those are the things you ain't supposed to have because that means that if you got the, and he said he didn't fuck around and undeclare them as top secret documents, but if you got them,
that shit to our
you can fuck around and give them like on some espionage shit, you could give them to another country. So you ain't supposed to have that shit.
So they say he disqualified for trying to be an election now.
Man, that motherfucker.
He was disqualified after he sent how many people galloping in there. Like he was Carl Revere or some dumb shit.
Because I'm going to tell you like this. I don't give a damn how much money I got in my motherfucking pocket. If they pick that nigga up and take him to jail, whatever they drop that nigga off, I'm getting a ticket to stand outside to see that nigga walk into the jail. I'm just saying.
Right.
I could be damn near nigga on the broke. Nigga, if I know that Donald Trump is going to jail in 50 days, I start walking. I want to be standing right there with my camera when they walking that nigga in the jail.
Well, that nigga took them top secret documents to his fucking house.
Yeah.
That motherfucker. They
was all over the floor and they said, top secret, top secret, top secret. CSI. All the motherfuckers was on the floor. You ain't supposed to have that shit. Wait a minute, how come they ain't did that to no other president?
Right.
And then like, months earlier, they went in there, they was like, whatever you want, we'll give it to you. But how come these top secret documents seem to pop up? Take his ass to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's so many of them involved with it, though. We'll never know.
Yeah, like y'all used to. He ain't the president now. Ain't no other president had to go through that. Nigga, if I was the president, I'd leave the White House. I'm just leaving with, nigga, my clothes, nigga.
Hey, you don't want to go do a stretch? You don't want to do a cool experience?
What's that?
You can go to Ukraine and watch the nuclear power plant.
DJ F. Love, that's your goddamn phone. I know it is, but it always is. Got that goddamn echo chamber up in that shit. Niggas sitting up there at the old reverb, like nigga, we used to drive down the street in the car with the reverb. No, I'm just saying. If that nigga go to jail, they be like, they gonna drop him off in Washington, so he can go to jail. I'm going to Washington, I swear. Ain't no True Us Radio for about a whole week, because I'm be in Washington filming that nigga walking in the jail. This is a witch hunt.
Look, one of the hurricanes that happened down here a while back, they was trying to get people to work the event, right? Just like whatever, security, and do different positions. And I was like, no, I don't think I want to do that or whatever. You know, work with people from hurricane and stuff like that. It's going to upset me. And they was like, man, maybe you would have went. Because they was like, you don't want $18? And I was like, not for one day. And they was like, well, we should have told you who was going to be there. I was like, who was there? It was like, Donald Trump. I said, I wasn't fucking, you know damn well I wasn't going. And you'd have told me that.
I hear you.
But she looked at me like I was surprised. You don't want to meet the president? For what?
Nigga, sometimes, nigga, I would have loved, that's why your ass got put in the cone for a minute. Because your ass got the double echoes going and shit. I don't know if you got two phones on or whatever. got going on. Have love is in time out. I need to have a goddamn bing, 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 bing.
I guess he in second place this year.
Nah, but, oh, he in second place, huh? Yeah.
He's a Fetty one this year.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker, boy.
I'm still echoing. I'm still echoing.
Echo one. No ass up there. Echo.
I don't know what's on this regular ass phone, man. I don't know why my shit echoing. What about
you
now?
Are you sitting in the corner? Mine do that when I go in the kitchen.
No, I'm not sitting in the corner. I'm just sitting on the couch.
I don't know.
I'm just sitting on the couch.
Am I echoing now?
Nope. You good?
Okay. I had on speaker. I had on speaker phone. Spacker.
Yeah, you can't have it on speaker. Oh, man, speaker is good. I mean, you can walk around and shit and, you know, get your words in here and there. You know what I mean? But, yeah, them motherfuckers, them motherfuckers, I don't know. Like I said, then they go to jail, we can just make a motherfucker True West mark. Just take pictures of that nigga going in. Without
that nigga.
Nigga, I take the goddamn wig off and all that shit. That nigga, like, boy, that's Trump right there.
Y'all ain't heard no more about Trey and Zero?
Yeah, what's going on with that, man? I heard them cats had a little squibble. I heard about they had a little squibble. I've been seeing a little squibble. But I'm like, why are they still tripping? I mean,
I don't know, but
went,
they had to jump Zero. But I heard Zero used to KO niggas, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. Say that again now.
They got into it at the 50 Cent thing that you was talking about.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You going out to 50 Cent? And I was like, hell no.
I'm trying to figure out why them niggas, I don't know, man. I'm going to leave that alone because that beef so old. I mean, Trey the Truth and save people in the flood and everything. Now you up here beating this man up. You all on the news, save people, the hurricane. You had some George Floyd thing. You had all these press conferences coming.
I just said
right.
That. And then you just fucking up because the people was getting killed at Trey Day and they was having fights and shit for so many years. And you spent so much money to clean your image, and you let this shit go down.
Ain't that crazy, Sweet P? I say he was on the speedboat, saving people in the flood on Channel 13. Eyewitness News. He on the speedboat, saving people and shit, and now he'll be a beating the cousin up at 50 Cent birthday party or whatever he had going on.
Hold up. Let's make it a sound.
Where it got hit.
Wait, hold on, y'all.
Okay. Well, that shit right there ain't made no sense to me. I was trying to see. I was telling him earlier, like, scratching him, because, you know, he don't know him like that. I was like, he's fucking up for his self. They don't play his music on the radio still. And then, if you look him up, Trey might got some money now, but a couple years ago, he wasn't even worth a half a million. You know what I mean? So you spend all this money and all this time to build up your image, but you continuously, and they're talking about Dave Cunn snuffing.
Well, I'm going to say that, you know, Trey the Truth, he did a drop for us when we first started the zone. He came out and met with my people down there. He did a drop for the TV show. You know what I'm saying? Trey always, you know, when he come to Crack and Fuck with Heavy Love and, you know, Zero Two, they just come to Crack and Fuck with Heavy Love all the time. I just don't understand why would they be fighting after he done did all this stuff in the community. Why are they up
and
there fighting?
You don't play your shit on radio either. You trying to get back on radio. They'll never play you on radio ever again.
Yeah. They should have been standing.
Not on 97.
Now, I know Zero did a diss song about 50. Then he had a song talking about be like 50. First he was talking about 51 year. He talking about 50 and Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah, but they talked about that. They actually cool now.
Yeah.
They had been cool, and they asked 50 Cent about it, and he was like, man, I ain't going to lie. I said something, you know what I'm saying? And them boys, the Houston boys, they got on me, so they did what they supposed to do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because 50, you know, I love 50. 50 cool. He can't fuck with Houston at the end of the day. You got all the money, all the coal, but you up there, motherfucking H-Town. You got to show people. You got to get you a slice of humble pie somewhere down there.
Yeah. Nobody ain't really a celebrity unless they walking out of a tour bus or they got security around them. Other than that, you just don't get people chunking the deuce at you or something like that. Or maybe a couple pictures. But most of the time, people just gonna chunk the deuce at you and keep going.
I just hurt my heart to see them boys beat Zero like that. He down there praying in a Muslim salon. They hitting on that. They just hurt my heart. They showed it to me. It hurt my heart. When they said it, I didn't believe it. Then I seen it. Somebody showed it to me. I just couldn't understand why Zero and 50, I mean, all this happening. All of them should have been standing strong in the city of Houston. 50 should have come up, stood with. They should have broke that shit up, stood strong in the city of Houston. Especially Zero and Trey. X-Mob, them boys should have been. Them boys should have been solid, man. They should have been standing strong for this. They've been doing everything going on last 8 years.
Hey, what the hell is JoJo at? JoJo. JoJo.
I just couldn't understand that.
I don't know. What is this guy? What is this nigga going?
Well, they ain't done in Memphis. They ain't done in Chicago. They ain't done in Atlanta. Houston ain't no exception to the rule.
What'd you say?
They ain't done in no city. They ain't together in Atlanta, Chicago, Memphis. And Houston, no exception to the rule.
JoJo,
I hear you, big dog. I hear you, big
money everywhere.
Let's go.
Same way with Dallas. Look at Dallas. Look what happened with Dallas.
I can hear you. What's up?
Man, they got a cat named Zero. I might have to change the name of the cat in the movie. If that was JoJo's name in the movie, his name was Zero. So we might have to change.
It ain't going to hurt none. It ain't going to hurt none.
Huh?
How you spell it?
Z-E-R-O.
Oh, you good.
I want to make
Rosemary is like Zorro.
Yeah, Z dash.
But it's Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I got a character in the movie name is Zero. That's JoJo.
Okay.
It
wasn't no ambush. That sounds like a lie.
What's
my character name? What's my character name?
Zero.
What's my character name? I don't
want to see. Oh, your name? I don't know. We got I got a whole lot of characters for y'all. There's a whole lot of characters just left. I just gotta see who fit who.
Who is Buddha? Who is Julia and who is Buddha in the movie? I know we are doing two games.
Julia and Cece. You know what I'm saying?
Project. You're on the project in the hood.
I got to find out where I'm going to put y'all because There's going to be a whole lot of words, and it's going to be a whole lot of downs.
Ooh. At least let me be in the mood 15 minutes. Don't kill me off in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, we'll put you in there, bro. You'll be in there for a while.
You know, I mean, they ain't got to die in the mood on you yet.
Oh, it's going to be a whole lot of dying in this, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I need a motherfucking a bowl of gumbo.
He's getting a little biggity with his explanation now that he finally said something.
Huh?
I said I'm reading up on that story, and he grew kind of biggity with the thing.
I think he talked to
Zero after the fight, and it wasn't no ambush. Talking about it was family drama. Nigga, why would you have family drama at somebody else's thing? Do you know niggas like me?
Cause they all kids, though. I think they all kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
What's the point? You ain't king of 52? Why you fucking up this shit?
Motherfuckers can't die from what the... You don't know what the fuck. Like I say, even out here, there'd be so much wild shit that goes on. And you can't even... You try to figure that shit out, but it's probably be something way deeper than what y'all even thinking about.
Yes,
no,
but
I was thinking
that my grandmama would give me if I did some bullshit like that at somebody else's establishment. And that's just real.
Thank you.
I could daydream about the ass beating I would got. Oh, man, it would have been coming from all around. Everybody mama would have whooped everybody kid ass probably.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. I got to put heads in the corner because this shit always got the devil shit going on.
I'm getting that Sweet Pea while you're on the line now. Lizzo from Houston. Now, Lizzo, she paid Zero. You know, she got that. She took Zero song and flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
It's whack.
Yep.
Do you think that's what the beef was about? Because he getting mechanical rights and the money out that song.
He didn't get none of that song. She didn't want to call it that. It ain't even the same song, Buddha. It's not even the same beat or nothing. He ain't getting none out of it. All she did was took that idea and said, "I love you, bitch." That's all she did. It ain't nothing. He don't get nothing out of it.
I think she showed him the love because he wouldn't have posted that. The type of nigga.
Yeah,
he is.
I think
he
she paid him some bread. She dropped that boy some bread everywhere. I'm trying to tell you now.
I'm telling you.
You dropped that boy some bread.
He wouldn't post nobody else's song.
He just getting fame, my brother. He ain't getting no rest of time. You look at paperwork.
I think she dropped that boy some bread. They said she dropped that boy some bread on that stuff.
It ain't even the sound. If you listen to it, it ain't got but one word that even came to me. That's just that. I'm not disagreeing with you, brother.
Listen to me. You know you my big cub. Mm-hmm. I know you. You the Herbert Hancock of the mix down. I know you can dissect any beat.
No sample in there. It ain't got no sample in there. It ain't got no hook. It ain't no 2 million. I done paid the price. Ain't none of that. She just got, I hate you. I love you.
Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you now. Listen to me.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to let you. Okay, all right. I ain't knocking. I'm disagreeing with you or Confetti. All I'm saying is,
I heard the word, like a day, that's why it's sweeping.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what I heard from down there in Houston, it through the grapevine of the people that's entwined with these niggas, my family down there, let me get my words right. I heard she dropped that boy some bread for just playing with the idea of the hook of the shit, because anywhere it go, if you hear her sing the song, you automatically gonna say, that's zero. It don't matter if it's a tuna can playing the beat, or somebody tapping the light switch,
yeah, but
or whatever.
Song. It's just one word, Buddha. I love you, bitch.
No,
that's all she even got. They even got zeros, anything in there. All she did is say, I love you, bitch. It ain't got no hook to it. It's just, I love you, bitch, and it go off into something else. Listen to it.
I heard the song.
She said she got the idea from zero. From his song, but she just made her own song. It ain't no same beat or nothing.
I'm going to tell you how much
actually,
they told me
she
dropped
does
that
sample
one.
His song.
She
does sample it on there. It's not
yeah,
a song
she
sample.
Yeah, thank you.
But she
that's
did
what I'm trying to
it.
Tell you. And she took that boy for money. She shook that boy for money.
Sample.
For that, I'm trying to tell you. What did she sample?
All she said, I can come up and say, I hate you, bitch. I love you, bitch. And that ain't saying I got it from zero. I can say I got
well,
that from
Michigan. Technically, what they say on the Who Sample site, she sampled, her sample appears at 19 seconds and 29 seconds. So, no, it's not a lot of a sample, but it's still there. And the way she sung it is not the same thing, but the melody is the same. That's all he's saying. So,
I'm pretty sure he
paid something. Because zero ain't the
make
type
it plain,
of nigga
sweet
who's
pea. Make it plain.
Song.
Make it plain for me, baby, because sweet pea, say it again. Can you repeat that?
Wait,
so
wait,
no,
we don't really be.
When you get off, move to play it and listen to it start to finish.
No, I done listened to it over and over. You know, niggas, I heard it, the niggas, but then my boys let me hear it. They done brought it to me, the nigga called me, and I called her in there to see. I know she was from Houston, but you know, everybody from Houston, everybody connect, especially in that world down there. Especially if you anywhere in the music business, Zero might be knocking out. He might be creeping with the one. We don't know what's going on. A train of truth might be creeping with. I'm thinking they might be fighting over Lizzo, though nobody really knows.
Hey, I don't know none of them niggas, so whatever.
Now, they talking about a female song, but she did sample it. It's not a big sample. I don't even know if she would really have to pay for that, but maybe she did. But he definitely reposted her. He reposted it, and I don't never see him post nobody's music.
I don't know nothing. Hey, but y'all talking about something I don't know nothing about.
Well, you know Lizzo, she's been winning awards at the VMA.
I know her. Big girl, I know her, but I never heard of nobody named Zero. I don't never heard nothing. All y'all talking about, I don't know nothing of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, you done heard Zero, King Stray had a song called I'm a Gangster. Him and Slim Thug was on 106 and Park for like one summer for like all year long. I'm a Gangster. I'm from head to my toe.
Oh, yeah.
What's another song? Yeah, you done heard him before.
Yeah, you talking about you don't know Zero. He sung a lot of hooks for a lot of platinum songs. I can't think of nothing right now except for good weed, good drink, big money. But it was some more, though.
Whatever.
You know, he was trying to rap a lot. So you had to hear him. He got a lot of songs with Scarface.
Oh, okay. I probably didn't know the song about him, but I don't.
Yeah, if you hear him, you go, yeah, I heard that before. But anyway,
I know he will hear the most City Dawn freestyle, but that's the one that everybody. Oh, you know I had you, bitch. The song they talking about, everybody know that shit. I was tired of hearing it.
I had been listening to his music way before that, but that's what blew him up. I hate you, bitch. I hate you, bitch.
And that was on that made Rap City. That made Rap City.
And he took a Sade beat too.
He took a Sade beat. He took Eric B. Rock M. B. Paid in Full. But anyway, my favorite is King of the Ghetto, that whole album. King of the Ghetto, Screwed and Chopped. I play that Sun Up, Sundown. This is my story.
Oh, man, I forgot about that song. Damn. Golly, I forgot about that one.
Zero got famous because he used to try rap. He was rapping like Pac when he first come out in his teenage days. He sort of rap like Pac. He sort of had that delivery like Tupac.
Oh, wow.
But he still had that Houston sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's
oh, that shit. That Sponge in the Main was the shit. Because that was over there by where I stayed at. That's like a church song. If you play that to somebody from the Southwest, they're going to all sing.
I met Zero with Heavy Love at Po' Boys Cafe. Him and DJ Wiz had him down there. They pulled up a 15-passenger van. That's my first time I met Ro. And then I seen him some more times at the club. Then Trey the Truth, he did a drop for us on the Zone our first season. So I salute the whole Houston, Hustle University, Martin Luther King, Greenport, Shadow Apartment. All that, man. I raised my well down there when I was down there. I can't forget Dallas. Dallas showed me love, too. But Houston, where I really got my, from Houston to Galveston, where I got my wings on.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some of the songs he done did with everybody. That's why I can't think of shit. At all, I can't think of it. I'm drawing a blank because he done did so many songs actually with every damn body. He definitely sung a lot for UGK though. And another thing too, that nigga's worth $3 to $5 million while the other is worth maybe a million by now, for 400,000 last year and the year before last. So I think this hit might be about money too.
Yeah, cause Ro getting that money.
Yeah, I just listened to it again. I still ain't hearing what y'all hearing. I'm telling you, on this year, I never thought I'd say I hate you, bitch. And that's it. I love you, bitch. That's it.
I ain't disagreeing with
you,
big girl. Like I say,
stuff like that. Oh, girl paid, what you call it? She paid that boy a whole bunch of money for saying, okay, ladies, now let's get information. And she paid the shit out of him for that.
I just heard she dropped that boy some bread for that low drop. But like I said, she didn't have to drop him no bread. Like I said, that could be just said. But like I said, they could be getting it in bed. Don't nobody really know. You see what I'm saying? What's going on? But she did that. She represents H-Town. That's all I'm saying. She did that. And they didn't have no beef about it like Trey and them Noah. I hate that shit happened down there.
She didn't want to catch slack like Beyonce caught with Kelly's talking about milkshake song. But you see what Beyonce did? She took it off her project. She said, okay. You ain't even own the rights to the song. You don't own the rights to your own song.
And then Game took NBA Youngboy. Game took NBA Youngboy off the track.
But he didn't pay on him. He couldn't use the track.
He didn't pay NBA Youngboy?
He didn't have the money to pay him.
He wanted $150,000 for a verse.
And he didn't have the money.
Game had
that's
the money. He just went for the. He went for to get that boy no money. He couldn't get that baby no $150,000. He been rapping for 20 years.
Buddha, how much you charge me for a track? $150 All right, let's do it. Now, why would I get you to do the damn track if I ain't gonna pay you for the damn track for the verse? Ain't that stupid?
$150,000 I don't think anybody gonna pay. That hundred, who gonna $150,000 a verse? Who Lil Flip say he get almost what?
No, you know, Lil Flip did it over $1,800 You forgot.
How much he get?
He did a whole concert with Buddha in there for $1,800
That was back then. I'm talking about now.
I don't give a damn. That was back then when it was hot.
Hell, that's the case. Zero did the show for Heavy Love with him for $1,800 That Paul Boy Kelly paid for DJ Weed.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But that was back then.
When they were hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lil Flip ain't gonna get no money. No, talking about no $50,000 for no verse.
What
these
say,
kids don't know
team.
Who the hell he is. The only people know who he is Sweet Pea, Buddha Ali, and anybody.
Rich, I had with the clean, with the clean. Get my neck,
I
had with the clean.
Get my six, shot.
Fucking pipe out. I got a SK with a fucking knife out. Yeah, pussy boy, you wanna act out. With my goons and them niggas like the blackout.
Boom ball, summer shit, nigga. I was running around the street, nigga. We don't do sweet beats, nigga. We'll pull up, come see, nigga. Money long for that love, boozy. Walk around with a bit, boozy. Love chalk, that's love. Scrap your bulldog, that's bitch. Boogie, fuck it, then fuck up, I fuck it to work. Pull up, I got that AK on your shirt. Throw you my goal, you're no money, no purse. Smoking no OG, I'm smoking no herbs. Blame me a nigga, they call me Lil Kurt. I've been the boss, so I do this shit first. Smiling niggas,
yeah,
they
look at your shit, don't matter. The shit don't matter.
I'm pregnant, I'm going to Scotty. That hoe, she wanna ride like a Harley. Ride in a Harley, I speed up a room. Flip in the back, make that bitch hit its own. I be blowing out the bag, popping these tags. Feel like I walk out of sack. Know I made these niggas mad. Don't get no fuck, this shit, it come with a tax. Feel around drumming, it be like a drummer. Fucking up Cali, I did it that strong. Do this shit daily, hoe, look at the numbers. Young nigga cold, but I'm hot as a summer. Clip long, hit a nigga quick, no kickback. Right speed up, love, bro, nigga sit back. Bitch wanna fuck, tell her love, bro, hit that. Iced out nigga, walking around with a big rack. Boom, ball, so much cheese, man. I was raised around I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Pull up like a sin, I slap, I swear, I won't blame, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. King of hell with the propane. Bitch, I'm smoking clean, took a chance. She catch her feelings, I can't say I feel the same, yeah. I can't even watch you, bitch, I do my own thing, yeah. Ay, okay, too much sauce when I drip. Can't take a loss, I can miss. Ray Charles to the wrist. Got it looking like a fucking bank off. I'm broke, got a zip. Started dirty like clean water, nigga, pop a feeling, get lit.
get it on my own. Come get your shorty, she be wild. And I had to change the number to my phone. Then it's right back to the thousands. Real big racks, but you know I'm nothing about it. Gotta flex up on these niggas cause they doubt it. I've been ballin' on these niggas so they foul it. She gon' do it with no hands, she got talent. Sippin' on juice, smokin' a pack, yeah. How about a cool, steppin' on loose, checkin' my fashion. I was just tryna be cool, diamonds attacking. I give me a tag, then I rag, I get the bag, the North Face. I get the cash now, she give me more face. These niggas mad, I'm gettin' more cake. Ain't goin' outside, no, no, no.
Big time. Undercover jeans, fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Precious Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Ay, off-white Nikes, lace up clean. Clean lick ass on my undercover jeans. Fuck this little bad bitch from your dreams. Clean as Listerine when I pull up to the scene. Smoking on a blunt, about as tall as limousine. All these niggas gas, I roll up the kerosene. Walking with the loud, you can hear my pocket sing. Going for a little bit, I'm drowsy off the beam. Shit, I take pennies, cause it all add up to me. Lil' bro still selling fire to a fiend. He ain't talking fresh with the iron in his jeans.
I'm ashamed of all the things that I was doing for you. Should've known that all these girls are same and they ain't loyal. She a freak, she don't know me on the beat. Just to eat, Louboutins all on her feet. Where you get the money for them shoes, girl? You hit me on my DM,
yeah,
like a fan, girl.
Money,
did you want me or did you want these bands, girl? Now I know you just another Instagram girl. She almost made me think that all she wanted
is
me.
I did. Backwards.
27 shows, I go to cities every now and then. I watch the crowd, they jumping, watching me,
watching me.
Cut to days ago, I'm just a kid, not old enough to smoke a cig. Then wonder what's the recipe.
Hey.
They want me to come home. I can hear the drums,
hey.
But understand I'm out here for a reason.
Hey.
Living in my own home. Father missed me, I know, but also we know that
yeah,
I'm
cool.
On a mission.
I got that.
Crack the seal is potent, you can smell when it's medical.
Smell when it's A1.
I doubled a cup to let you know I ain't drinking them regular.
Drinking them bullshit.
I keep a couple shots case you get foul and technical.
Bop, bop.
I'm free as a bird, but somehow I'm still gon' settle.
Yeah,
come take a ride with me. Hop on the passenger side. Baby, let burn some trees. Hop back while we glide. I'ma get fly like Clyde. Diamonds like stars in the sky. You gotta accept that I'm live. Pull up a zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it.
No, you don't do it.
But baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home. Now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me. And on my feet. I'm on the shore. Pull up a zip of that fluid. And I know you don't do it. But baby, get high with me. Draw me under the influence. I used to walk home. Now I be gone. Cause I be torn. Water on me. And on my feet. I'm on the shore.
Back in the day, I was playing.
She was young, she never had shit. The forward lanes, not no average. She need a nigga, never lie.
Bitch, I'm blasting.
murder on the beats, boy.
Boy, boy, boy.
Yeah, it's murder on these streets, boy. Murder the pussy, I'm a beast, boy. And you a soldier, I'm a chief, boy. Semi-auto with no recoil. 4G autos, they don't sleep, boy. 20 murders in a week, boy. Damn, I'm from the murder capital, no sleep, boy. I'm a rapper, but I'm different.
They talking about money, they ain't really get it, huh?
This pistol every day, don't you ever come up. I live my whole life criminal, talking
bitch,
to
you
them,
love
them. My niggas shit.
These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money, they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I'm feeling my toes, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, but losing they know. Every day I got my pose, I swear I can't trust a soul.
These niggas be hating, these niggas be faking. They talk about money, they ain't really getting. These bitches be snaking, these bitches be bombing. They be trying to lie me, they thinking I'm slipping. I feel my soul, niggas be thinking they low. Bitches be thinking I'm slow, but losing they know. Every day I got my pose, I swear I can't.
Nobody, I'm whipping a low body. The doc got a human inside. The engine is robotic. I pull a reverse and I hop in the bird in the sister. Heart in the sister, 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 heart in the sister.
Hard body man, June, never played the fool. Jimmy Choo, all my shoes, never pick and choose. Never catch me with different crews, I got different views. Yeah, flying down the avenue, searching for my roof, yeah. When that money started to come, niggas gon' get new, yeah. I knew it, I swear I knew it. They wouldn't understand what I have to deal with. Big bags on me when I'm shopping. Big rollie on my arm, paid cash for it, no deposit. Young boy fly than an ostrich, all pilot. Man, the motherfucking cat.
Yeah, nigga mad, got my flags. I wish I was on the head. I'm living fast, that I'm a lot. Pull up an anti-club, boy, you're not meant for this. I'm on a whole different lane, ride around, get lit with the gang. I'm rebel dripping the lake, talking money, you ain't got a thing. Gucci tanks, secret bank, you wanna link up, bring them things up.
You niggas too gazy, I come with my 30. Yeah, I woke up early, I just flipped the birdie. Okay, yeah, pass so loud and wait the data. Okay, yeah, pass so loud and wait the data. Okay, yeah, pass so loud and wait the data. Heavy on the gas, man, I can't let up, yeah. Young nigga tryna keep my head up, yeah. Okay, make sure all my haters feel it, wish they never met us. Watch me hold it down like this, hold it down like this. Stand out with the shit. Watch me hold it down like this, hold it down like this.
Okay, Maserati,
we get mozzarella. Hey. Gone, you doing that wrong. I can pose, don't stalk them wrong, we get dope money all night long. I need tiny mallet, Hong Kong. I need good beach strong.
Where are my real ones at?
I get beat.
Hey!
All the haters stand on that side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the haters stand on that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side, that side, that side, that side. All the busters stand on that side. All the busters stand on that. All the busters stand on that. All the busters stand on that side. All the busters stand on that side. That side. That side. That side. All the haters stand on that side. That side. All the suckers stand on that side. All the lanes stand on that side. That side. That side. That side. That side. That side. Got two bitches bumping clicks. That's a cat fight. With the stick, that's that, that right. That right. In here with all my Jews like I'm a rabbi. Zone 6, East Atlanta, I'm from that side. I act the plug for a kilo. He hit me with a brick like I'm Debo. I charge the high for the zero. But we gon' keep that on the D-Lo.
Red on that.
With the people. And go A-B, A-B, B-B, wanna come back Chico. And I'm in here with my Chico. Might get you whack, you standing three close. So all the haters stand on that side. That side. All the suckers stand on that side. That side. All the lanes stand on that side. That side. All the busters stand on that side. That side. That side. That side. All the haters stand on that side.
Young nigga play for keeps. Keep shit in the streets. Keep me a drum like a beat. This shit plain to see. I got two sluts, I just fucked them both. It's a dot party, finna make a toast. We put them hands in it, they said we did the most. We fucking bad bitches, sitting them bitches across the globe. Girl, so, pink toe, I just did Molly with a pink toe. I just caught a body with a deep throat. Glamour with me, knock it out like Kim.
When they lost hope, when they lost hope, when they lost hope. When they lost hope, 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 when they lost hope.
So I provide it. I never stress. Nigga, you blessed. But that don't mean I won't do things that I regret. For all of my niggas who kept it 100, I feel them in debt. For all of my people who back in my city, I gotta connect. I'm a survivor. Little more wiser. Line of my chakras. 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 Third eye monster. I'm on a new level, it's a loose rebel to the Don P. From a wine cellar, got an upgrade on the time teller. Got some bands on, not the Margellas, need a pallbearer. Kill a nigga with a 16, flow came with a wind chiller. Need a chinchilla, nigga too cold. Truth told in the rap game, I ain't Von Miller, nigga beast mode. Fuck a nigga with some fake feelings like they been with us, y'all weirdos. Bitch, I know I been the greatest, you ain't gotta say this, I'ma let the work show. Told me, Millie backstage, I'ma charge in through the front door. Facts, nigga.
Diamond turn, beat up all the dollars. Throwing all these bands on me and solids. Horseman on my end, but it's endless. Roof gun, now we driving down to Venice.
She's so good at what she do, I might bust a move. Driving on the lock while I sprinkle Molly Rock. How come when I'm coming, that's the only time you need me? How come when I'm popping, it's the only time you see me? She's so good at what she do, ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. Ain't no room for talking. Ain't no room for talking. Mix it to the liquor, I ain't fucking with no action. I don't trust enough so many photos that I cropped.
DNA dropping in my jeans, y'all. Bought myself a pair of bombing jeans, y'all. Remember when I travel with that ball, y'all. Remember when I travel with that ball, yeah. Remember when I third on every rock, yeah. Listen up, that rock is down my jello.
You try to dab me up after the show. No, 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 no.
I've been stressing out the night all night. Got to leave them all alone at the focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got to test it, they know you're my little face. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Love, baby, love. Love, 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 stuff, baby, love. Love, 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 stuff, baby, love. Love, 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 scream. Yeah, I can't touch no one, so I be on my lonely. She stay up, fuck around, that's why she keep ignoring me. You're tying up my line, but baby, that's the OV. I'm dealing with a lot, just like you keep on roaring. I be the cat, they tryna make me do the whole thing. Show me. I'm done with chasing laws, I'm fucking with you only. I'm tryna make it start downing up your homie. I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a pencil, cause you know you're my little paper. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love. Love, love, love. Scream, scream. Yeah. Said I fuck around, I swear that's when she called me. All she wanna do is lay up and on me. Got a bag, then we blew it all together. Got a bag, then we ran up down my jello. Pull a shawty in a brand new diamond necklace. Got a Porsche and I'm driving, I ain't reckless. I'm done with chasing hoes, I'm fucking with you only. Tryna make it start downing up your homie. I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a test it, cause you know you're my little baby. Love, love, scream, scream. Love, baby, love, 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 love. Scream, scream.
Oh, Louis on a belt, never leave her by herself. Diamonds too damn cold, they'll never melt. Playing speaker knocker on my lonely. She my little favorite, that's my homie, y'all. Yeah. Bands in my pocket, yeah, you know I got it, y'all. That's my little favorite bit, don't stop it, ooh. She be rocking Prada with Balenciaga socks. Pull up in that foreign, playing Lady Gaga.
I've been stressing, I've been up all night. Had to leave them all alone, had to focus on my life, yeah. I've been flexing with you on my mind. You ain't even got a test, cause you know you're my little baby. Love,